You got time to hit me with a beat?
Let's get busy.
Turn up
this right here.
My favorite radio station.
Let's go. The Big Show with Joey and Jackie. Hot 103.
Today's hottest music, Hot 103's Big Show. Good morning.
This morning on Hot 103's Big Show, we are getting into our hot topics where we're talking about worst summer jobs. Now, summer's just right around the corner, so you know kids are going to start looking for a summer job. So what is some of the worst summer jobs that anybody can get? Well, according to Monster.com, some of the worst summer jobs that people have are clowns.
Who gets a job as a clown?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Where you would get a job like that. Would you really want to be a clown for the summer?
I don't think I would want to be the clown.
Cleaning boats. They said that was one of the top jobs when it came to some of the worst summer jobs.
That would be pretty hard.
And then anything that involves any type of manual labor. Now, they include like doing yard work,
mowing the lawn, stuff like that.
So they say that that is some of the worst summer jobs. Jackie, do you remember what maybe was a summer job that you absolutely despised?
My first one was at an art gallery, which was cool. But then they showed me the back room, which I had organized, and it was such a mess. It was like clutter everywhere, dishes everywhere, paint cans. It was just, it was crusty and nasty. I got it cleaned up, but it was such a hard task. Even look at it was just, oh my gosh, I can't do this.
Let me ask you, was the pay worth it?
No, of course not. You know, no, I had no schooling behind me or anything, you know, just regular high school. So no, it was not worth it.
My first summer job included working at a rabbit farm.
A rabbit farm? What did you do there?
I was the sanitation department.
Oh.
So I was in charge of shoveling the feces of the rabbits.
So you were a pooper scooper.
I was a professional pooper scooper.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I was paid $5 an hour.
$5 an hour, okay. That does not seem worth it at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's cool when you're young and you're getting money, but now that you think about it as an adult, yeah, that was not
man,
good.
Man, I made sure that I held on to those 20 bucks because, as you could tell, I only worked 4 hours, and after that, I gave up that job.
I do not blame you.
Yeah, so I can honestly put on my resume that I was a professional pooper scooper. We want to know your summer jobs. What is the worst summer job that you've ever had? Call us up, 541-1031.
This is that ice cold Michelle. The Big Show with Joey and Jackie.
Yo, are y'all ready for the show?
Check this out.
Hot 103.
Good morning, Hot 103.
Yeah, so you're talking about worst summer
job? Yes, what's the worst summer job you've ever had?
I wouldn't say worst, but when you look at it now, it was probably the scariest.
Oh, no.
My neighbors approached my parents and asked if I would house sit for them for the summer. And my only job was to go in and make sure that the air conditioner was turned on at certain hours and that I watered a plant in every room. Well, a few years later, I then learned what plants I was watering.
Scary plant. Oh my God, you were, okay, so you were pretty much contributing to...
I was like 10 years old watering a plant in every room. So there was about 10 plants total.
Oh my
God. I had to make sure that the air conditioner was on and that the plants got a certain amount of light per day.
You were helping grow.
You were a grower.
How scary is that, right? I didn't know it at the time.
Wow.
And on top of that, they had this mixture. They said it was Miracle-Gro, but I don't think so. It was something else. They had this concoction mixed up. And basically, I was giving these particular plants some vitamins.
You didn't even get profit, did you?
Wow.
Yeah, it was like for a lousy $50 that whole summer.
Wow. Did your parents know?
No, they didn't at the time. They didn't think anything of it. The neighbors were nice neighbors, right?
Yeah. But you know, I bet you they were like, oh, okay, no, it's fine. And I bet you when you tell them now or when you told them later in life what you were doing, they're like, oh, you're lying.
Yeah, no, it was like, are you kidding? Had we known that? And then, of course, they turned it around, right? Wow, we kind of thought they were strange. Well, gee. You sent your 10-year-old son into their house to water their plants? Come on.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like my mom told me, it builds character.
That's right. They called it responsibility.
Your story just made my morning.
Oh, my God. This is the best story I've ever heard. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Oh, my God. You have me cracking up in here.
Now, let's get the show started. Make some noise.
Good morning.
It's going to be a great show.
You need to wake up. The Big Show with Joey and Jackie. Hot 103.
3, 2, 1.
Your daily dose of entertainment news.
The Dirty 30 on Hot 103's Big Show.
Your Dirty 30 for a Monday. What you got for us, Jackie?
Okay, so Tom Brady, he made the cover of the Madden 18 video game, so people are either worried or excited, you know, that he's going to fall prey to, as you well know, the Madden curse. That's all we talked about.
Jackie, do you believe in the Madden curse? Because if you look back, it seems that a lot of players fall victim to the Madden curse.
I know. I hear you. It's weird. It's so strange.
He just won the Super Bowl. Would you really want to do this? Like, I don't want to see him get hurt the first game
of
the season.
See, I don't either. We're worried, but Tom Brady, he is not worried. He says he's okay with this. He even made a video where he breaks a mirror and walks under a ladder. He is tempting fate.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, like, he is that sure. He is like, okay, nah, this ain't going to affect me. I'm good.
Let's be real. You're really setting the standards there. So what are you trying to say? That you're going to repeat? Or what are you going to do? Because if you're really putting the pressure out there. We hope you don't get hurt the first game.
Okay, so, you know, Katy Perry, ABC is close to landing Katy Perry to be the main judge on American Idol.
That's been a rumor for a while, though.
It really has. You know, TMZ says they'll make it official tomorrow when they announce their schedule for next season at the upfront presentation. She might be the only judge announced at that moment.
So we still don't know who else is going to be on the show.
Yeah, you know, producers, they said they have not decided that just yet. So those other two spots are still up for grabs.
Well, who else would you want to see on American Idol? I think Katy Perry's good, but who else would you want to see on that show? I can't really think of anybody. I believe Ryan Seacrest is coming back for that show.
Okay.
But as far as anybody else on that show, I don't know who would be a good fit for it. And let's be honest, are we really checking for American Idol?
Well, you know, Taylor Swift, a young woman, invited her to a college graduation party. Taylor, she said she couldn't make it, but she did send flowers in a card, which is really cute of her. You know, she even did a handwritten message inside that card, and she said, "I'm so proud of you, your hard work and dedication, your excitement and ambition. I'm very lucky that a girl like you cares about me," which is cool. Can you imagine getting a graduation present from Taylor like that?
That is amazing.
Awesome, right? She has bragging rights. She even told her, "I'm sending you my love and hugs to you and your family."
Can I just say that she takes care of her fans? Like, you see these stories about her going to extreme lengths to make sure that her fans feel appreciated by her, because their fans will come out and support her at her concerts. They'll buy her CDs. No matter what, she's down for her Swifters.
She really is. I think that's what they're called. They should be if they're not. But, you know, I'm not the biggest fan, but give her props for this. That was classy of her.
That's right. You got to respect an artist that takes care of their fans.
Well, this has been your Dirty 30 on Hot 103's Big Show. Good morning.
KHQTFM, Las Cruces.
Good morning.
Get up and crank it up.
Are you ready?
This is it.
Wake up and
tune
in.
Wake up.
I love you guys.
The Big Show with Joey and Jackie. Hot 103.
Now, whatever you do, don't push this button.
It's Hot 103's Life Hacks with Joey and Jackie.
Life hack number one. Want to know random trivia like a Jeopardy champion? Set your homepage to Wikipedia's random article button. You'll learn something new every time you open a browser window.
Life hack number two. Have leftover coffee from the morning? Use it to make coffee ice cubes, which will cool down your coffee without diluting it.
Life hack number three. When doing sit-ups, if you place your tongue on the roof of your mouth, it will stop you from straining your neck.
Life hack number four. If you have a computer that blocks sites like YouTube, Google Chrome's incognito mode will let you access them.
Joey and Jackie's Life Hacks, making life a little bit easier.